Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate Electronic Medical Records. We've got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Josh McConkie, he's a longtime emergency room physician, a decorated combat veteran, and author of Be the Weight Behind the Spear will be joining me, along with Mark Prensky. He's keynoted in 50 countries, multiple book author. His latest is Third Millennial Kids. He's all positive perspectives, all things for today's young people. Then the Sports Doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom. Your emails, Dr. Josh Blackjack McConkie. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Weil. I'm very excited to be on the show today. You got a great show.
Give us some background on yourself and your illustrious career.
Yeah, I grew up in a very small town out in rural Nebraska. Entire family of a lineage of railroaders. So my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather were all railroaders, and I broke the mold. I was the first McConkie to go to college, so was very motivated in that small town. Went to a small school, Shadron State College, for big sports fans up there. Don Beebe and Danny Woodhead are alumni from there, the two-time Harlan Hill Trophy winner, Division II football. And then went to med school in Nebraska and took a direct commission in the Army National Guard. You know, spent 9 years on the Army side, one combat tour in Iraq, and flew medevac in one air assault. It scared the heck out of me. I switched over to the Air Force after that and have been working as a flight surgeon and critical care air transport doctor.
So that's where the Blackjack, Dr. Josh Blackjack McConkie comes from, flight surgeon.
Yes. Yeah, that's my call sign, yes.
You know, being a longtime veteran, as well as a veteran in the world of the emergency room, with all that brings to the table, those have got to be, again, some real challenges as far as the capability, the fitness, the health of our armed forces, which has been challenged over the decades with obesity epidemics and other kinds of things. And what are some of your thoughts regarding some of these, your challenges in the healthcare world with your experience as an emergency room physician and the military?
So it is a huge epidemic as an emergency physician. I mean, I can almost attribute probably over a third or a half of what I see on a daily basis can almost be directly related to obesity and being overweight, with cardiovascular illness, diabetes, injuries, you know, chronic pains, hips, knees, you know, and lower extremities, which is your specialty there. And then on the military side, it's been a very difficult challenge. I've taken over as military commander over the past 2 years at Andrews Air Force Base, and I see in this younger generation, maybe, you know, 18 to 25 year old airmen, that, you know, 23, 24 years ago when I was in the military, I just didn't see as much of that. And now as a military commander, having to counsel, you know, men and women that at age 20 can't pass a fitness test, you know, overweight. It's been a very unique challenge. We're getting a smaller and smaller percentage of the American population that's physically fit enough to serve in our military. And as a commander,
yeah,
that's very concerning.
That's why, Dr. Josh, one of the most frequent topics over the decades on the Sports Doctor has been the challenge of childhood obesity and everything that brings to the table. You know, this is the Diabetes Prevention Month, as we're speaking. And that's one of our country's most incredibly aggressive scourges, so much related to lifestyle, diet, nutrition. You know, they had to rename
type 2 diabetes because they were seeing it in so many children. And so nutrition, big, big part of everything that flows from what you would see in the emergency room. Isn't it great that medicine is finally paying much, much more attention to that, to the nutrition side?
Oh, yeah, they better, because it has huge healthcare effects later on in life as well. You have to start young. You can't change that mentality and that lifestyle of a 30- or 40-year-old, right? I mean, they're pretty much set in their ways. You got to get them while they're young.
I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, as we were watching the challenge of recruitment for the military, which was the fact that obesity, like you mentioned, truly was getting in the way of these guys being able to join forces because of the obesity concern.
Yeah, the pool of applicants has become measurably smaller, and then there's such a large margin of them that can barely make it initially, and then within 1 to 2 years of service, generally the weight gain is piled back on, and I have to deal with that as a commander on the discipline and physical fitness side of things. You know, that's a huge part of being in the military, is being physically fit enough to do your job and serve in combat. And I've seen a lot, unfortunately, that are not able to do
that.
Oh,
yeah, I can't tell you how many orthotics I put in combat boots over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
In one regard or another. And the fact, again, that the fitness side, some of our greatest athletes, I mean, you're talking about such challenging situations, both physically as well as mentally. And I know that you're also very involved, again, you know, and how this relates to the general population health care. And you make a big deal out of, you know, your men's health tips over 40 also, don't you?
Yes. I have a good segment on that I've done on a couple of shows. It's been very well received.
Because, again, you know, we see the concerns about screenings. I have colleagues in the world of podiatry for years have been trying to get routine foot screenings, diabetes foot screenings, because they claim that 80% of amputations, diabetes-related, are preventable. Shocking when we think about that. Of course, podiatry has been involved with the wound care of the foot and these kinds of relationships. Now, I guess the education remains a major challenge in any of these areas, doesn't it?
It does, and that's certainly something I see a lot in the emergency department, those late-stage complications and infections, and some nasty feet.
What are some of your thoughts and bullet points with your book, Be the Weight Behind the Spear?
So my book is really, it's a call to action for Americans to really engage their communities. I want to utilize our best resource that we have in this country, and our country's best resource is people. So teachers, coaches, volunteers, mentors, and families. That is what makes this country great. With 23 years in the military, I've worked with special operations, and some of these men and women do amazing things. You talk about being like Division I or NFL level, you know, athletes. Each one of these members has had someone in their life that gave them the amazing confidence they have. Teachers, coaches, volunteers. I mean, they're jumping out of planes, doing crazy things underwater, taking down bin Laden. You know, I can't do those things, but I can certainly be the weight behind their spear on the military, like medical support, you know, side of things. And in the communities, like teachers, coaches, volunteers, they all have a role to play in developing our future. And we need to get more people engaged, because those decisions and those things that they do matter every single day.
Well, these are a big deal also, Dr. Josh, when I talk about a lot youth sports. One of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hate Sports Parents, was the epidemic, in capital letters, everybody, in youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. And again, when you mention coaches, you mention families, you mention school districts, all these things become very, very involved. Sometimes getting way out of line. You know, we could all envision in our mind the overzealous parent on the sideline, or some of these incredible hassles we've had with overuse of pain medicines and tremendous abuse with team doctors and some of these other things.
So again, your main thought of getting everybody involved as much as possible in a positive way, I would imagine, is well received by some of these populations. I'm hoping so.
It's been very well received. I think multiple book awards and do a lot of speaking engagements. And when you talk about some of those, you know, injuries, and you see the use of opiates and the narcotics as an emergency doctor with 20-some years, that's very near and dear to my heart.
Share of overkill. You know, there's such overkill in youth sports, traveling teams, club teams. You know, my grandson played like 9 basketball games over a weekend. You know, this tremendous overdoing in so many different areas. And this just, it burns a lot of people out. It burns a lot of these kids out, as well as causing all sorts of, again, overuse problems in so many different areas. What's the best website people could find out or about your book and the work that you do, Doc?
Yeah, thank you. Weightbehindthespear.com. So as in W-E-I-G-H-T, weightbehindthespear.com.
And again, when you're talking about the medical cooperation, you know, the mind-body attention that we've really, really seen over the past 10 or 20 years, you know, 20 years ago, if you mentioned mindfulness, the mind-body, doctors looked at you like you were nuts in so many ways, including nutrition. And it was one of the things I thank many of my colleagues in the world of chiropractic medicine. Eons ago, they paid big attention to exercise, and they paid big attention to nutrition, and general medicine really kind of scoffed at a lot of that, but a lot of that is changing, although sometimes begrudgingly, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and it's hugely important. I mean, you'll see it with your high-profile athletes. In our special operations community, I served as medical director for combat search and rescue, and they have their own sports nutrition athletic trainers, so they had a very defined
I hope you had
diet.
These guys strengthening their feet and ankles, Dr. Josh. I'm
yes, yes, sir. Well, you know, as much as these guys are jumping out of airplanes and helicopters, that is very important.
Yeah. Well, in a couple of weeks, I have a Navy SEAL coming on, and a lot of the work that he's doing. And we were talking about the fact that, again, these special ops, Green Berets, and other the special names with some of these groups, truly are the high end of any kind of physical athletic capabilities, at both physically and mentally, big time.
Yeah, my cousin is a special operator. He just retired. And he told me a story. He was a combat, he was a combat controller. And literally they, as an exercise, and just to see how long you can hold your breath and how well you trust your team, they tied him to a bench, dropped it into a pool, and started the timer. And the team had, you know, say, how long can you hold your breath? Hopefully long enough for your team to rescue you before you drown. So, I mean, that's a physical endurance, but the mental part of that, I don't know anybody other than my cousin that would be dumb enough to do something like that.
Right.
So these guys are crazy.
Yeah, wait till he hears the replay of the show, Josh. You'll be in trouble. But again, you know, the idea on the one hand, the elite of the elite, such tremendous prowess in so many ways. And then what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is the challenge of the health and wellness of many of these recruits and the fact of obesity being so dramatically in the way. And like, you know, in the emergency room, like you said, so many different problems you see physically have to do a lot with this, the health and wellness side. And this is what is an amazing dilemma.
And you'll see those effects on the mental health side of things as well. It's all tied together. I mean, you really have to look at that whole body approach.
I'll tell you, Doc, I have people on from all over the world and all sorts of vocations and professions, and the mental side of things, mental health, gigantic topic. This is why there was so much accolades for like the Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, the great Olympians who came out and talked about mental challenges, because it's always been a stigma. It still is, isn't it?
It is. You know, they had a great platform to bring awareness to that. As an emergency physician, that's what I see, anxiety, depression, and unfortunately some suicides. And the more you can get out there and let people know and talk about that and seek help,
And, you know, between the pandemic, between COVID And social media, good luck to us in so many ways. I mean, that anxiety side, and again, where you would see so much from A to Z in the emergency room situations, and try to realize how much is related to the mental side of things. It's that's why on the Sports Doctor, we call it the mental game. It includes all this stuff, Dr. Josh.
Yes, yes.
And again, the dependence many times, even on over-the-counter pain medicine for a lot of these high school athletes. You know, Dr. Wild, don't you understand? My son's ankles are killing him. If he doesn't take two Advil twice a day, he can't play. And or he won't make the team, or other kinds of challenges many times. So again, I get back to these coaches and teachers that maybe you're speaking to and who might be reading your book to get a hint about how important these things are.
You know, yeah, don't take the fun out of the game. I mean, they may be playing different sports, you know, using those different joints and movements, you know, just that those repetitive injuries take their toll on kidneys. And when you're talking about those medications,
well, that's
stomach issues, ulcers.
Tremendous point, Dr. Josh. Again, in so many areas, everybody talks about, again, can we keep the fun with these kids at least till they're 12 or something like that. Give me the site again so people can find out about the book. I knew the time would fly with you, Josh.
Yeah, yes, sir. Weightbehindthespear.com, WEIGHT.
Fantastic stuff. Again, thank you so much for your service. Keep up the great work. We'll definitely have you back sometime in the future. Dr. Josh Blackjack McConkey. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Mark Preske. He is a multiple book author. His latest is Third Millennial Kid. He's a longtime advocate of all positive perspectives of all things for today's young people. He's given keynote speaks in over 50 countries. He's interviewed hundreds and hundreds of kids over a couple of decades. Mark Preske, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Pleasure to be here.
Great. Give us some background, Mark, quickly on yourself and your world of kids.
I grew up in the projects of New York City, and I was fortunate in that I got to go to a lot of very good schools. I got to go to Oberlin and Harvard and Yale. And then I decided what I wanted to do was, and first it was becoming a musician, which I did for a while. And then I wanted to make more money, so I went to business school. But I discovered that business and commerce was not important to me. What was important to me was young people. I felt like I didn't get the right upbringing that I should have had, and that many young people are not getting the upbringing that they deserve and that they want. So I try to help them.
What's interesting, of course, today, the challenges from A to Z with social media, the challenges post-pandemic. When we're talking on the Sports Doctor a lot about youth sports, why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because of the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, the pressure to win, the lacking of having fun many times with some of these kids. So this is why your world of getting the feedback, let alone what's upcoming, maybe in these third millennium, what counts, how to deal with these things, was a topic we really, really wanted to include, because the challenges are endless with kids in the social media world.
Well, you know, it's not so difficult as people think, because the motto of my book, the motto of my book is very simple. It's hell yes, low stress. It means that what we want from our kids is high enthusiasm, not about what we care about, but about what they care about that's positive. And every kid has that. And at the same time, we need to reduce this toxic stress level that we are putting on kids. The kids tell me that the source of their anxiety is not the technology and the phones, except in a few cases like bullying, which we have to take care of. But the source is the pressure from their parents, who are scared to death of the future and putting incredible stress on young people. And the phones for young people are often a lot more a de-stressor than they are a stressor.
Interesting. That's a real interesting point. You know, the late, great sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery, who shared the radio with me for 5 years in the 90s, used to have, and it's funny because he couldn't even use the word psychology. It scared people. It scared sports teams. But he had a couple of, I used to drag him along to parents' clubs and groups for our sports medicine education. And he would have a couple of bullet points for sports parents, Mark. And one was, don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your kids' activities on the way home. Number two, be a good listener. But that's a great point you brought up, which was the phones might end up being an actual escape for some of these kids. As they, you know, I've had a many, many young athletes in the past in the world of figure skating, which is one of my subspecialties, where one of the concerns was, whose goal is it? Is it mom or dad's, or is it the kids?
Precisely. And when I ask the kids, which I often do, are the phones more of a stressor or a de-stressor, they almost all say more of a de-stressor. That's where they go when they feel stressed out. They can watch some things that may put a smile on their face. And even if it seems to the parents excessive and doom scrolling and all this, we will eventually figure out better things to do on the phone. And that should be really our goal. We're in a very early stage in this, and it's the greed of adults that seems to be dominating.
You know, it would seem that the information, which I think is some key points you really, really made, we talked about that with my first guest, which was the idea of whether these kids are still having fun in youth sports with all the pressure to win and overuse injuries, and et cetera, et cetera. But the school systems, the educational side of things, many times are so important. What's been your experience, Mark, with the cooperation of school systems, teachers, and others with the important points you are making, the things that you've discovered in talking to these kids over, 20 years?
More than that. I think that what's happening is that the world is changing dramatically. We are going with the inflection point somewhere around the year 2000 into a whole new era for humanity. And it's as different as when we didn't have speech to when we had speech, or when we didn't have agriculture to when we had agriculture, or writing and print. And that is scaring a lot of adults very much, because they're used to the world that they knew that didn't change much. And so what's happening is that the schools, particularly both parents and schools, I think, are in this situation where they really are so scared that they want to pull their kids back to what they knew was good and safe. In schools, that means the curriculum. And I call the curriculum the mess: math, English, science, social studies. That's what schools want to do. That's what they measure. The kids don't need that kind of math and English and science and social studies the way we did it in the past, because it's all in their pocket. What they need is what they're really interested in and the background when they need it to go further in those areas. And that's why so many kids really dislike school, and they really think they're not getting what they need for the future.
Well, you know, it's the big points on the sports, Dr. Mark, in three areas, really. Number one is awareness. Whatever we're talking about, the awareness of the concerns, the problems, the topic. Number two is the educational area that is so key about what we're becoming aware of. Three is the action side, trying to do things about it. Do you find that, you know, whether we're talking the pediatric world, whether we're talking about the psychology world, the psychiatry world, because you turn around, you got so many children on medicines and so much overdue of so much of that. Do you find that the awareness and educational side, that we're making some progress? Because sometimes it's very frustrating, especially when it seems it's gotten so dramatic. You know, the teen suicide is an unbelievable problem.
Well, here's a great example of that. So my son, who just graduated from high school a year ago, went to what's known officially as the best public high school in California. And it turns out that it's an incredibly high-stress environment. And they're trying to get the kids move. Parents move here from all over the world. They want to get their kids into Stanford and Harvard and Ivy League schools. And so we had an epidemic of students throwing themselves under the trains at the local crosswalks where the trains cross. And so that everybody knew that was terrible and wanted to stop it. What did the schools do? Did they say, oh, let's reduce the stress in school. Let's have fewer AP classes. Let's make it less stressful for everybody. They didn't say that at all. What they did was they put crossing guards at the gates, and they provided counselors. And so my son's attitude, I thought, was fabulous. He said, who in the world wants to open up to a counselor? The real problem is what you identified before.
These particular problems, again, the awareness side is gigantic, especially in this, like you said, in this third millennium, trying to deal with some of these different concerns. Again, whether we're talking about teammates on a team, whether we're talking about, again, kids overdoing over-the-counter pain medicine because of the pressure to play or the concerns about winning, or the again, the dramatic pressure, like you gave a great example when you see a school with high, high, high achievement and the reality being that there's just so much stress and so much pressure. This is a real educational challenge for the parents and the schools, and I would hope that we'll see some progress. Reluctantly, I think we really, really have in a lot of areas, but every time I have a different expert on, like yourself, they either their eyes rise or they say we're spinning our wheels with the educational side. And what's a good website, Mark, for you, your work, and the book?
Well, I have two websites, Third Millennium Kids, thirdmillenniumkids.com will get you to the book, and markprensky.com will get you to information about me.
Third, so is it 3RD? Is it 3RD?
T-H-I-R-D, M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M-K-I-D-S, Third Millennium Kids.
Give us some bullet points from the book.
Well, the first one, and it relates to what you said before, the adults mostly don't listen to kids. That's the, if you talk to kids, that's the number one complaint. And when they listen, they don't trust the kids. And they think they know what's right. And a great example in the sports area is I recently heard a parent who said, my kid will play a team sport. And their only decision is which one. And, you know, that may work for a lot of kids, but it doesn't work for every kid. And the big mistake that I see people making is they hear statistics and they want to raise their kids statistically. We can't do that. We have to find out who each young person is and find out what excites them, give them hope and not fear, give them high self-knowledge about themselves, bring out their imagination, which is why AI is so important and powerful, and especially get them to do real things in the world and have a real impact. None of that do we do in school.
And some other points?
Well, I would say that the goal is really to bring up these kids in a way that prepares them for their future. And that is going to be a future full of technology, full of AI. I think if they don't get started when they're extremely young, they won't be prepared. And they won't know how to use these tools.
So the idea of parents, coaches, paying attention to these things, the earlier the better, really, really makes a big difference. We've seen a big push in that direction with youth sports, which was, again, to include the importance of having fun included in all areas, not being like the late Jim Vickery would say, once youth sports becomes a drill, you know, the Little League, 20 years ago, Little League woke up and found out that 40% of these kids weren't re-signing up because there was too much pressure. They weren't having fun. And they started making some changes. We're going to talk more about this. All things kids. Third Millennium Kids with Mark Prensky. It's the Sports Doctor. We will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Bob, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking with Mark Prensky, All Things Kids, the author of Third Millennium Kids, and talking about some of these different challenges and areas that really, really need attention. And Mark, you know, right before we broke, we were mentioning the fact that the what are the ages of these kids over the decades that you've interviewed, just in general?
I've interviewed kids from 3 to 20 and above, obviously. But and I try to look at the whole range of young people because they all get the same thing no matter what level they're at. They're all disrespected. They're all not particularly given any responsibility in the world. People have grown up in the past, and now those are the adults, who think that kids can't do anything. And when you talk to the kids at any age, they say, we can do so much more than the adults give us credit for.
You know, I guess, again, it's the generation after generation. Of course, you know, young parents have the same values, the same attitudes, the same points of view as their parents, who had the same thing with their grandparents. And again, with things changing so fast, like you put such a emphasis on, and, you know, the technology and AI and all this overload of so much stuff, information, we've, in a lot of ways, we've lost our way. And it's interesting when you talk about the wisdom in the mouths of young kids. I guess that's one of the things that struck you all along, was they were a lot smarter in a lot of ways than maybe we were giving them credit for.
Well, they're smarter, not necessarily that they're smarter, but they are more attuned to the environment in which they live. And so take AI as a great example. It's something that didn't exist when you or I or most parents and adults and teachers grew up. So we're kind of leery of it. We don't know what it can do. The kids need to see this as a piece of their body. And it's amazing what it can do. They can write their own children's books when they're young. They can write their own books. They can create things. Whatever is in their imagination can now come out into the world, which was a real impossible thing for most people in the past if you weren't an artist. So they have capabilities that the world never had before. And that's why this is so important. And it's a tough transition for the adults, because they're going into a world they don't know at all. And the kids generally go into it with an excited attitude. Okay, here it is. But as soon as they hear the fears from the adults, as soon as they experience some of the few negative things, they get anxious and distressed. And they really don't have to, because it's a great time to grow up.
Well, you know, Mark, when you make a big point of it, you know, you see the three key ways to de-stress today's kids. What are some of your suggestions, again, to de-stress these kids in whatever area, whether it's in sports or not?
Well, the first way is to listen to them and to really listen seriously without judgment to what they want to say and what they're telling you. And even if it goes against something that you might believe, you have to listen, because that's what they know, what's best for them. We all know what's best for each one of ourselves. Another way is to trust the kids and to say, I'm going to let you do this. I'm going to let you go off on your own. I'm going to let you pick whatever sport you want or no sport at all if you have thought it through and you have thought about it carefully. That's really important. And another a third way to respect the kids or to reduce the stress is what we talked about. Find the de-stressors. Find where the kids are so enthusiastic. When somebody is enthusiastic about something, they may get stressed because they can't get there.
You know, initially in the first segment, Mark, we're talking with Dr. Josh about the scourge of childhood obesity. You know, you mentioned bullying, and it's one of the biggest areas of problems with these kids. And you, when you're talking about the physical side of, again, the wellness, health and wellness of the kids, nutrition, et cetera. You know, not necessarily organized sports, but being active, not being overweight. You pay big attention to that stuff?
I do. But everybody's got to find their own. I was never a sports guy, but I was a big dance guy. And you got me into a situation where I would dance and I would get all the exercise I possibly needed. And there
are
many ways to get.
Some of the best athletes I've ever seen are dancers. I've got to tell you.
Absolutely, because it takes a lot of energy and effort and knowing. And so what is really important is that each young person have goals that they are enthusiastic about. If they have a goal to be less obese or less, they will get there if that's really their goal. If their goal is something else, they might not. But nobody gets very far when they're pushed. And that's the problem with a lot of how adults deal with young people today. They are seriously pushed and almost to the point of bullying by their parents and teachers and sometimes their coaches.
How young do you feel could benefit from reading Third Millennial Kid?
It's mostly a book for adults, but I would love young people to read it as well. And the young people, especially, it's really a book that would start in high school, maybe middle school for good readers. But all the kids who've read it come to me and they say, God, we so agree with you. Why can't you tell this to our parents? And this has been my whole career. I remember being in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East where they were saying to me, the young people were saying to me, don't talk to us. We know this stuff. Talk to our parents. And that's the message that I struggle really hard. So if there are any grandparents or parents out there who want to know more about the coming world and about how to raise their kids in a way that will help them in that world, they should read this book, Third Millennium Kids.
Key topic. That's one of the reasons we're so glad. Again, Mark Prensky, the man has given keynotes in 50 countries. He's the author of 12 books, latest, Third Millennial Kids, Millennium Kids. And what's the site to find out about you in the book?
ThirdMillenniumKids.com. ThirdMillenniumKids.com. ThirdMillenniumKids.com.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks. We'll definitely have you back. Hold on, Mark. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, podiatrist. Is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, it's the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, answer a few emails. Great guest coming up. We're going to talk the mental game again next week with Dr. Philip Agrios, the whole world of self-sabotage, some of the different challenges in and out of sports, big topic. And then Bill Williams will be joining us. This guy, 20 years of internet humor, writer, photographer, involved in TV, local newspapers, so many different topics. Again, paying big attention to communication, both in and out of youth sports. Following week, Chris Lee Mayer, former Navy SEAL, his books and topics involving mind, body, the Tao, some really great physical and mental sides of things from the world of the Navy SEAL. Then Doug Schmidt will be joining us. Some of his stories out of Chicago with Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, great stuff. So we're always looking forward to guests and topics on the Sports Doctor. Wanted to mention, in Dr. Bob's wisdom, again, November, the Diabetes Prevention Month. Diabetes is one of our country's most challenging, difficult scourges. Millions of diabetics, even more millions of pre-diabetics. Type 1 is a really an inherited almost since birth, early adolescence situation. But type 2 is really lifestyle related, diet related, nutrition being a big part of the world activity. And again, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we featured for decades the challenges of childhood obesity. First guest, we were talking about the military, the concern of the obesity with these recruits, which can't even become a member of the military. My longtime podiatry college professor, Dr. Larry Rubin, out there in Las Vegas, 10, 12 years ago, founded LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, advocating screening, foot screenings, pre-diabetic, the scourge of amputations related to diabetes, 80% of which are preventable. So we've got to pay attention to being aware of signs of diabetes and things we could do for prevention, as well as dealing with these kinds of problems. It's a big, big scourge on our population. Some emails. Bill says my 11-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's doing double jumps. She skates 5 days a week. She really doesn't have any complaints. What's your thoughts? I know you talk a lot about orthotics and skating. You know, Bill, when done properly, prescription orthotics are a big step up in prevention of trouble and in performance. It's been my experience over decades of dealing with some of the best skaters internationally, where even though we were using orthotics in almost most instances because the problems, with ankle problems, knee problems, back problems, the exciting part was the improvement of performance. Without exception,
edging, jumping, explosiveness, stability. So this is something I would seriously look at if your daughter is a serious skater. Again, it's the best weapon I have besides strengthening of these areas to prevent problems. And it also, again, is an enhancer of all aspects of skating because prescription orthotics are about joint alignment. When the joints are properly, optimally aligned, everything works better. So check that out. Karen says, my son's a cross-country runner. He's 14 years old. He's had chronic shin problems, third season already. We've gone to physical therapy. He's been to orthopedist. Yeah, I'm glad, Karen, you mentioned he's had supervision because the diagnosis of shin splints isn't a medical term. Shin splints could be stress fractures. Shin splints could be tendonitis, could be muscle inflammation. And here's my point, Karen. When persistent, very common, it's foot-related. The overpronated foot is the common denominator with shin stress. Stress on that posterior tibial tendon, which helps slow the foot down and foot drop, gets aggravated because of the instability. And when orthotics are used, that alignment word I just used before becomes a big deal, where the foot's in the proper alignment pushing off as well as landing. And we've had great success with that. So you want to, if you haven't already, see podiatry and have your son's foot mechanics evaluated. Does he have high rigid arches? Does he have flat feet? Is he bow-legged? Is he knock-kneed, et cetera, et cetera? And when you add that to the strengthening and the therapy, then that's the gold program. Speaking of relationship of feet and knees, Todd says, my 13-year-old daughter is a serious volleyball player. She's on traveling teams. We've had on and off jumpers, knee problems, knee tendonitis problems. We've had various specialists take a look at her, include Todd podiatry. You know, I've dealt with Olympic teams over the years, back in the late 70s, early 80s in the world of volleyball, some superstars with sports performance volleyball. And almost all the time with females, when we were adding orthotics, it was for knee problems. And this is a point that many times is missed. If the girl's feet don't hurt, then this is not evaluated. They'll look at her knees all day. They won't pay any attention to her feet because she's not complaining. So check out podiatry. The good news is we've had great success over the decades when we would add prescription orthotics. Over-the-counter devices, things like Superfeet of Dr. Scholl's, et cetera, sometimes we'll use initially, but prescription devices done properly is the gold program, as is evaluation of, is your daughter in the best volleyball shoes for her foot mechanics? Quick note, again, keep up with us. My sports doctor's in segments with the show out of British Columbia, Run With It. And the world of tennis with the YouTube, What's Your Racket? With Lou Vickery, sports doctors in, involved with that. Everybody, holiday month, stay safe. Catch you next time. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.